Good morning and welcome to Party Line, your program for helpful hints, ideas, lost and found, and recipes. Now, here's Debbie Thorgerson.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to you on this last day of 1990. Let's relax and enjoy an hour of good, friendly, helpful conversation right here until 11 o'clock. We're geared up and ready to give you a helping hand should you need it, but we also, of course, rely on those of you who are listening to come up with some answers. Our telephone number is 634-9756. Hello, welcome to Party Line.
You know, that's still our phone number, and that was, what, sure. 1989, 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still the number.
It is.
Wow, things never change.
Right.
And we found out in the last half hour that Debbie Thorgerson never cut class in her life,
mm-hmm.
that you'll admit to, that we know of.
Well, I have to say, except.
I knew it.
Except if I was sick, obviously. But I'll tell you something.
Well, that's not cutting class.
Well, no, it's not. But what's interesting is when I was homesick from school, what did we listen to? We listened to Party Line, and I never would have dreamed that years later I would be in that chair.
And you're so associated with it. There were how many hosts of Party Line?
There were six of us.
But you're the one that everybody thinks about.
Yeah.
They don't think about the others.
Well, I had the program for 12 years, which I think I was probably the longest host that they had. So Kathy Larson had the show for 9 years. And I followed her for 12. So I don't really know how long the other hosts had it. I don't know how long Helen Thomas had the program. But I would say she probably had it for a good number of years, too.
Well, Debbie Thorgerson is here. Debbie, as we just mentioned, hosted Party Line. This is WRJN historical marker number 11. What we're doing is we're preserving the history of WRJN because when it goes away, it goes away.
It does.
And nobody will remember it. So what we're doing is preserving it. We're doing interviews with past employees.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the oldest, Tony Gazzana, and I told him that because, you know, he can go first. So we had to get those.
That's awful.
So you're number 11, and these will be archived at the Racine Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully also with the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. I got to talk to Michelle Vetterkind about that. So, you know, 50 years from now when... Debbie is not here anymore.
Right.
They'll be able to hear you.
Yes.
And hear about the history of WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you came in today because
thank you.
I can't tell you how many people call up and say, when are you bringing back Party Line? Now, Party Line, why don't you describe what it was for people that don't remember it?
Okay. Party Line was a totally listener-based program, call-in. We did call-ins during that hour. We were on Monday through Friday, first from 9:05 until 10, and then we were moved till the 10 o'clock hour to make room for Open Line, which was a call-in program for opinions. But it was all about what the listeners wanted to talk about. If you had a problem, you could call it in. You had a lost pet, you could call that in. We talked about a variety of different things. Never knew exactly what people were going to be bringing up that day, but we always had a good conversation for that hour and enjoyed it thoroughly. I enjoyed it completely.
Now, you actually had a physical card catalog in here. You used mm-hmm. to wheel in on a cart,
mm-hmm.
and you used to sit right where I'm sitting right here. And you had the card. So when somebody called up and said, you know, I just spilled grape juice on my dress for the 40th time this week, and I'm just a klutz. How do I get the grape juice out?
Mm-hmm.
And while they're talking, you're thumbing through your card catalog.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And
that's what we had.
And people would say, card catalog?
Sure.
Just Google it.
And
that's what did in Party Line.
Yes. I mean, I would look through that card file while we were talking. I'd get a few more details, getting a little more time to be able to find it and pull the card out, take a quick look at the suggestions for what we needed to use to get that out, and that we'd go from there. And listeners could also call in. We certainly encouraged people to call in if they had other suggestions, and that's what kept the program going.
Now, did you start that card catalog or your predecessor?
Oh, no. That went way
so
back to the beginning.
That's an accumulation of years.
It was, yeah. Yes. We had three very large file boxes. So two of them were for basically suggestions, hints, how to clean things. And the third one was how to get to different places, which, of course, we wouldn't need anymore today. But yeah, it grew over the years.
So who wrote them down? Did you?
All the various hosts.
So where'd you find the information from? Just people calling in?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was kept over the years. So there were handwritten notes from every single one of us who had done the program. So it was interesting. I think that is all probably hit the dumpster after I left.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because yeah. I do remember seeing it in the basement here at one time.
Oh, do you? Mm.
And mm-hmm. since then, when I came back after 9 years in exile, I went down there and everything was cleaned out.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'm sure.
Somewhere in a landfill.
Yes, unfortunately.
I mean, what are you going to do with it? It really doesn't serve any purpose today.
No.
And when people say, oh, I wish you could bring back Party Line. Yeah, it's nostalgic to bring it back, and mm-hmm. it's fun to hear Debbie. But, I mean, you can Google everything now.
I know.
Technology just did you. Look at you. You look sad.
I know. Well, I do feel, yes, nostalgic is right. I do feel bad. I mean, I think it was a fabulous program. It was on for more than 40 years.
Whoa. And we're gonna play one of the original Party Line hosts coming up in a minute.
Alan Thomas.
Yeah.
I remember at some point when I was doing the show, we did hit the 40th anniversary. I'm afraid I don't have the date at my fingertips here, but we did call Helen, and we had Helen on for a little bit, and she was so delighted. The program was still going. We were still talking about Lost and Found, dogs and cats. She loved animals like I do. And we had a nice conversation with her, but she started the whole thing in the 50s.
You know, we used to run something called Pet Patrol. Mm-hmm. And people used to say, my dog is lost. He's a Springer Spaniel. He's got a red collar. And he answers to Jack. Well, we don't need to know your dog's name. Is that that's not going to help. Give us, you know, the description of the dog, the collar, mm-hmm. and, you know, how were you so stupid to let your dog get out?
No, I was far more gracious about that than you.
Oh, I didn't say it. I thought it, but I didn't say it. Okay, we take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know how you got into this building to start off with. And you didn't start off on the air, though. But
no,
you've been in radio and voice work ever since. Have you never stopped?
Mm-hmm, no, it's true.
And we're going to hear all about mm-hmm. that. We got some more audio to play, including we've got the Wizard of Oz people.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
that'll
you got the Munchkin. And, you know, that's so sad. And these people have names. And I know you know their names, and we're going to talk mm-hmm. about them. But we're like, oh, the Munchkins. I mean, to me, Munchkins are those little donut things. You get at Dunkin' Donuts, Munchkins.
No. Yes, we had the privilege of having two of them here in that studio.
Yeah,
that's
right over
next
there.
To me.
Yeah, all right. The walls, if they could talk. Huh?
Yes, that's for sure.
Debbie Thokeson from Party Line is our guest here at the WRJN Historical Marker number 11. We got more coming up, 717 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN. It's the WRJN Historical Marker number 11. That's what you are. Now you just have a number.
How did I get that far down in the numbers? That's what I want to know.
Be happy, because I started with the oldest people first. Debbie Thokeson from Party Line is here. How did you start here? How did you start at the radio station?
Well, I kind of got my feet wet at WFNY. I was hired there while I was in college, and I did some writing. Did a little bit of on-air at WFNY, and then decided I wanted to come over to the big station, which is WRJN. And I was hired by Bill Gumm, station manager. And I was primarily hired to write commercials and do general office work. And during that time, there weren't a lot of females in this office. So when they needed a woman to just be on a commercial, they would pull me in and say, you know, we need you. Let's do a commercial together. David Armstrong was the one that actually got me into that. And we did. I enjoyed it. And, of course, I loved being here. I got to work with some of the legendary people, Don Edmark, Gary Sewer, Bob Cook, Frenchie Bouton. I thought it was great. It was wonderful to be here. It was quite an honor.
So you started doing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
When did you make the switch over to being a host on the radio?
Well, Kathy Larson had been doing the program for 9 years. And, you know, whenever she was gone, Jim Sorensen was the one that would fill in for her. He would just hold over that hour, from being a morning host. And, you know, I thought something was wrong about that. This was a primarily a ladies program. So one day I just had this burst of nerve. And I said to Kathy,
burst of nerve.
I did, because that wasn't really me to do that.
That's called a B-O-N, burst of nerve.
I had one of those. And I went to Kathy and said, you know, I think I'd kind of like to do Party Line. And she said, oh, well, that'd be fabulous. You can fill in for me. So I did. It was, of course, very frightening for me. But I did it and thoroughly enjoyed it. So it was shortly after that that she decided that 9 years was enough. Would I like to do the program permanently? And I said I would. So that actually happened in 1985, January of 1985.
And you had it for 12 years, huh?
I did, for 12 years.
Now, you were doing voice work also at that time. We say voice work, mean voiceover work for commercials and so forth. You were doing both. And we're going to talk about that coming up. But let's go back to the beginning. Now, Helen Thomas, this is not the same Helen Thomas who used to start the press conferences at the White House. She worked for United Press International. This is not that Helen Thomas.
No, no.
That's a different Helen Thomas. People say, Helen Thomas? She started all the press conferences. No, this is a different one.
Right.
And this is, Tom Carco did an anniversary show a couple of years ago. I don't know, he has everything. I don't know where he gets this stuff.
He's a great historian.
I picture that house looking like a big warehouse from Citizen Kane, where it just went on for miles of storage stuff. That's what I picture it looking like. So this is Helen Thomas and doing Party Line, and let's give a listen to it. I've never heard this before, so let's listen together.
Helen Thomas speaking, and inviting you to present your household problems or answer the problems of others on our Party Line program, heard Monday through Friday morning from 8 to 8:30. We also accept news of lost or found articles, try to find unusual articles or services not generally available in the stores, and accept cancellation or postponement notices of meetings.
Party Line was carried on over the next four decades by a number of hosts, including...
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. It's Wednesday morning, the 22nd day of December. I'm Kathy Larson, inviting you to join me for the next 55 minutes.
The last true voice of Party Line, bringing it home for the final time in October of 1996, Debbie Thogerson.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line, your program for helpful hints, ideas, lost and found, and recipes.
We have about an hour here for us to talk together. If you have any problems or questions, we'll be more than happy to try to help you. Today being Thursday, we'll be talking with the Wisconsin Division of Tourism. And hello there, you're going to be the first caller today.
Hi, Debbie.
Yes, hello there.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Hey, listen, I got a giveaway of two bird cages.
Our number is 634-9756.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That brings you back, huh?
It does. It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, let me just pause that there. Whoa.
It's amazing.
To hear you do Party Line again.
I know. It just makes me kind of want to jump in and do it again.
So when was the last one? What date did he say on there?
October, late October of 96.
Oh, okay.
It was my last program.
Oh, how sad.
I know. I don't even know how I got through that program. I don't know. I will say I do have one regret, if you don't mind my bringing it up. One regret was I wasn't permitted to say that was my last program until the end of the show.
Why not? It wasn't me who said that, was it?
I'm looking at him.
I said that?
Yes, you were program director. Yes.
I made that. Why would I say that?
Yes, because you didn't want people to call in and drag the program down by saying goodbye to me. And I felt bad because this was like a family to me.
I
felt so bad because I think people felt that I was abandoning them, and they never understood why. It was the end of the program and I said I wasn't going to be there anymore. And I don't even know how I got through that. I listened to it. I don't think we're playing that because I don't have headphones on. But if you do continue that, you'll hear me say goodbye. And I listen and I think, I don't know. I don't know how I got through that without crying.
Well, we'll do that when I get back from Paul Harvey in the news. We'll listen to the rest of that. Now I feel bad. Do you? So you were waiting for how many years to say that?
Well, I wasn't.
You were the one who did it. I never forgot that. I picture you at home saying, I'll get him someday. I'll fix
wagon. This is my revenge today.
I'll wait someday. He'll put me back on the air and I'll tell the world what he did. All right. Deb Thogason is here from Party Line. It's our WRJN historical marker number 11. But right now, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category-exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's rest of the story. I didn't give Paul Harvey permission to say goodbye either on his last one. I never said that. I said, Paul, do not say goodbye.
Huh?
If I didn't let Debbie do it, you're not going to do it.
I was obedient, though.
WRJN.
That, of course, is a clip from The Wizard of Oz as Dorothy leaves Munchkin Land. Now, that stirred up some memories for you. You can imagine how much more that means for a very special guest today. We have Margaret Pellegrini with us and Fern Formica, two of the original players of the Munchkins from that fabulous 1939 classic, The Wizard of Oz. And also Pat Boulder for St. Luke's Hospital, who, of course, is responsible for coordinating their visit in conjunction with the Christmas House. Big welcome to you. Thank you so very much. It's an honor to have you here. It really is.
Thank you for having us.
And Pat, welcome back again to you, too. Is The Wizard of Oz one of your favorite topics?
Oh, naturally. I've learned more about The Wizard of Oz this year than I ever knew before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Since it's the 50th anniversary, I suppose it's just a really big time of your life right now again.
Yes, it really is.
Wow, you had the Munchkins in the studio.
That was fun.
That studio right over there.
It is, yes, I remember that very well.
Were they really little tiny?
They were, yeah.
I had my typing teacher at school was a dwarf. She was only 3 feet tall, a little less than 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never see her because we had big manual typewriters. You can never see her coming down the aisle to spy on you to see if you were cheating. And you could hear her footsteps, but you couldn't see her.
Aww.
And she used to say, all you boys sitting in the back are going to cheat. Because I can't see you, and you're going to get an A-plus in typing, but I guarantee you won't know how to type. I got an A-plus in typing, and not a time goes by when I'm typing. I don't think of Miss Cole, because she was so right. I got an A-plus, and I don't know how to type.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now you wish you had.
So tell us, how did you get the actors from the, I'm going to call them actors from The Wizard of Oz in here? Because that's, you can't get more classic than that, unless you had, you know, Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh in there from Gone with the Wind. It doesn't get more classic than that.
Right. Well, The Christmas House, I don't know if you're familiar with it. I don't.
Okay. All right.
Well, Pat Boulder from the hospital did that for several years as a fundraiser for the hospitals. And it happened to be the 50th anniversary for The Wizard of Oz. And so she brought them in. And it was basically the theme was The Wizard of Oz. So they had Dorothy's pinafore, I guess you could call it, her dress, and the ruby slippers. One pair of her ruby slippers were on display at the Christmas house, and the Munchkins were there.
The
two ladies that were with me, right?
Yeah.
They were there too, and it was a lot of fun. I just enjoyed that interview.
But you were sitting in front of motion picture history right there.
I know it. Amazing.
Other than, I say, Gone with the Wind, it doesn't get more classic than The Wizard of Oz.
That's true.
You know, the same director directed Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz in the same year, 1939.
Is that Victor Fleming.
Mm-hmm. What are the chances of directing two of the biggest movies in the history of cinema?
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. How'd the interview go? How long was it?
It was great. Well, I don't remember exactly. I do have a tape of it at home.
Oh, you do?
Although, who has a cassette player anymore?
I do.
It was on cassette.
I have a cassette player.
Well, I should loan it to you then. Loan it to you. But it was, yeah.
That's great.
So enjoyable. They were just sweet as could be. They were eating it up, too. They loved, that was probably their favorite topic, talking about their time.
So I want to talk about you now. Not that Party Line for a moment. I want to talk about the voiceover work, your commercial work. When did that all start?
I started doing some of that on the suggestion of one of the part-time announcers here, Tommy V. I don't know if you remember him, but he was doing commercials on the outside of the radio station. And he suggested that I try doing it too. And he actually submitted some of my work to one of his agents in Milwaukee, and they were interested in me. So I followed up, and I went to the agent.
This is Stephen C. Smith.
And, yeah, and they were interested, so they signed me up. And I started to get some outside work. The only rub was most things recorded in the morning. And that put me at a conflict here at the radio station. Couldn't do Party Line and go and do commercial voice work.
Mm.
You know, so I was at a point where I had to decide which branch in the road I was going to follow. And having been here for a total of 15 years, as sad as it was, I decided that I would move on and I would pursue that as a line of work.
And you know what? That was a very good decision because the Party Line's future wasn't that much longer, but commercial voiceover work is forever.
True.
Mm-hmm. And so did you do any national accounts?
I did something for Disney.
Oh, really? Look at you.
Mm-hmm. I did do some national things. I did a Betty Crocker spot. I was non-union. And at one point, there was a talent strike for union workers. So those of us who were not union talent were able to pick up some of those commercials. And I did a Betty Crocker spot. It was very nice. It was very nice to have that work.
Well, you've got I can't believe you didn't realize sooner in life that you have the voice for it. You've got that calming effect when you talk.
Well, you know, I have to say, playing these clips from Party Line, I'm astounded at how fast I talked. I think, I really talked that fast? And, you know, today I would look back on that after I had to have a fair amount of voice training to do the voiceover work. I hear it now. I listen to Party Line and I think, oh my, I had such a Midwestern accent going on. As you know, that's something you have to work out of yourself. I just hear a lot of mistakes that I made that I cringe at now. But
it's history.
It is history.
It doesn't, yeah,
you can't change it.
Can't and this it. Is. People don't remember the mistakes. They remember the good times.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many people, since I came back here, say, when are you bringing back Party Line and also, well, they don't talk like that. When are you bringing back Party Line and Tradio? See, the problem with Tradio, same thing as Party Line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go on eBay and the internet to sell your stuff now, and it's a lot easier than doing it on the radio.
Right.
I mean, it's not, you know, any better or worse. It's just easier to do it. Because you can do it 24 hours a day. You can wake up at 2:00 in the morning and put your stuff on eBay.
Right.
And the world is looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So look, you look so sad in your eyes when you're talking
to
me.
Well, I do. I mean, it does make me feel bad in a lot of ways because I just, as far as I was concerned, Party Line to me was very close to my heart. I really enjoyed it so much. I will say that's the one thing, honestly, that I enjoyed the most about my days here. At one point, when Century Insurance was selling the business and the next owner was coming in, it was Dex Card from Chicago, there was talk that they were going to dump Party Line. And I was told that they were considering canceling it. And I felt very badly about that. And I couldn't say too much about it. I mean, I didn't want them to see them do that, of course. But I thought to myself that if they did that, I would walk. I would leave. There would be nothing really to keep me here. I loved it.
They didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
So where did that rumor start?
Where did it start?
Yeah, who started that rumor?
Oh, no, it actually did come from one of the owners. The general manager at that time told me that.
Well, they didn't.
They didn't.
And there were other owners after that that didn't get rid of it either.
Right. Tony Gazzana was a wonderful owner after that.
Yeah.
He saw the value in Party Line. He knew that it was something that the community wanted and valued. And to his credit, there was no talk about canceling it at that point. So on it went.
Hey, you know what's interesting? And we came full circle because Civic Media said, we want a full-service Racine radio station again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget what it was. It's going to be a full service. And all our guests we have to do with Racine, Kenosha area, but it's mostly Racine. All our guests come in. We have the alderman. We have different people from the DRC, We have the Historical Museum. Mm-hmm. We have, everybody is Racine-based. And they said, Chris Morrow said, why don't we bring back Paul Harvey and the rest of the story? And he found out where he can get them.
That's great.
Because there was somebody who actually saved them off the air. I mean, hundreds of them.
That is a treasure.
And we have Paul Harvey back. And now we got Debbie from Party Line back today. See?
I'm having a good time. Thank you.
Yeah, we didn't forget about you. More coming up in just a moment. Excuse me. Debbie from Party Line is here. Is that what they called you? Debbie from Party Line. They didn't call you Debbie Thogerson, right?
No, Debbie. Right.
Debbie, not Deb either.
Didn't call me Deb back in those days.
Debbie,
no.
Debbie from Party Line. All right. You basically look exactly the same as I remember.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Debbie from Party Line is here. It's our WRGN historical marker number 11. And if you missed any part of this, we're going to podcast it. Probably in a day or two, it'll be podcast. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. So that's more from Deb's coming up, including your farewell. We actually have a recording of the goodbye.
Oh, yes.
The one that I made you do at the end of the show.
The one that I will probably still cry when I hear it.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to get a box of Kleenex in here. Okay. All right, so more with Deb coming up in just a moment, 7:49. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Debbie from Party Line is here, Debbie Thogerson, and we talked about your days here, how you got started on Party Line, which was interesting, and your voiceover career, which is still going on. You still do voiceover work, right?
Well, it has kind
when people start off well, that's a no.
Well, let's say that COVID did certainly take a toll.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It took a toll on it. As you know, everyone had to have 6 feet between them. There's no such thing in a recording studio as having 6 feet between you and the next person. That's not going to happen.
No.
They're very cramped, very close, and no circulation. So, that took a hit. It took a real hit.
Well, you did some in Chicago as well.
Yes.
So that was a long schlep to get from here to there to do the voice work.
Went there a lot.
Right? A lot of auditions? What did you get?
A ton of auditions.
Oh!
A ton of auditions.
So you go all the way down there just to say, next.
Well, not really, because a few years back, WRJN, the owners at that point, wanted me to come back and do some recording here. And so in exchange for that,
yes,
I was doing auditioning here with the help of Lou Turner.
Right.
So I would record for WRJN's use and also some of their other stations that they owned, and I would be able to audition, too. So it was a very nice arrangement that I had going on. Saved me a lot of running.
Well, that's great.
I appreciated that.
Go over the list, and I'll list the lady who did Party Line after you for a short time.
Oh, the list of hosts?
Yeah, start with Helen Thomas.
Helen Thomas. I think there was a lady named Sandy Lamb, if I remember right. I've never met these people. I believe it was Sue Paulson after that, and then Kay Buss. I may have those two turned around. I'm not quite sure. Again, I was not here at that time. Then Kathy Larson, me.
And Carolyn.
Carolyn.
I can't remember her last name. Remember Carolyn?
Yes, I briefly met her.
It was only a short time.
Right.
And we had some fill-ins. I filled in once. I said, I'm never doing this again. I filled in once. We had a few other. Jim Walker filled in.
Ruth Ann Whelan. Right.
Yeah. Jim Walker filled in once. He said, I'm never doing this again.
Tom Mountain did a few times.
You know what? It was hard to talk to people on the radio while you're thumbing through cards trying to look for stuff.
Right.
Trying to hold a conversation that sounded, you know, like you were interested in what they're saying. Oh, yeah, tell me about that again. Hold on a second. It was hard to do.
It took a little practice. It took a little practice.
I did it once, and I said, I'm not doing this again. It was hard to do. You're right.
You know, you just learn to ask more questions about what the concern is, and that would buy a little time to be able to thumb through things. and that was kind of the methodology. You just bought time.
What's some of your memorable moments here? You have any that you can think of?
Oh, boy. Well, a couple of them, actually. One was rather silly. I was in the next studio, and there was a spider that was crawling on the cord going to the microphone. And I'm talking, and as you know, we're only a few inches away from the microphone, and here's this spider coming on this cord toward me. And I'm looking at that thing, and I hate spiders. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? There were no commercial breaks coming up. I'm like, this thing is getting closer.
Was it like a tarantula? What were we talking here?
No, it wasn't a tarantula, but it was big enough to make me go, it's either him or me. So
that's your memorable moment.
I think I just took a piece of paper and I just had to whack the, and I said, I'm sorry, everybody, I just can't stand this. And I just made fun of it. I made a little lightheartedness out of it. Either that or someone came in and I think I said something about it and another staffer came in and said, I'll take care of it for you and and gave him a good whack. But yeah, that was kind of funny. The other memorable thing was, you remember the Great Flood.
I have pictures on my video on my phone.
I know you do. Oh.
Were you here for the Great Flood?
I was here for the Great Flood.
It was like Noah's Ark in the lobby.
For people that don't understand, we have a flat roof on this building, or we did. And we had a roofing company come in to redo the roof, and they didn't lay any plastic down, and it rained. And so when I came in the next morning, it was basically raining in the building.
It was pouring.
It was. All over. All the desks, thanks to Ron Richards, and I'm sure you, and maybe...
We had a few salespeople come in, too, and they'll put tarp over everything. Oh, yeah.
It was awful. But, you know, we had to go on the air and act like nothing was really going on. And I just remember that when we would use a line, we would punch the button to take a line, it wouldn't... You couldn't get rid of it after that. So it was quite interesting to do Party Line when you'd say hello to someone. And when that call was over with, the line is being used. So you can't take another call. So we just had to continue on as you do. You keep calm and
carry on. I got the whole thing on video. I haven't had my video camera in the car.
That was, I know, an amazing time. But it was very messy for a long time.
And
in here.
It smelled in the building after that, too, because it was during the summer.
It had big fans going. And
all right, get ready to cry, all right?
Okay, all right, I'm getting ready.
This was Debbie's farewell, her final goodbye on Party Line. And Tom Carco captured this in the anniversary show we did a few years ago. And let's see if I can do it without screwing it up here.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, it was certainly 12 wonderful years with you. Thank you so much. God bless you. And look forward now to my successor. Radio Mall is coming up right after ABC News.
Wow, that was it, huh? That was a short goodbye.
It was.
I thought it would have been longer than that.
I don't think I would have gotten through it if I had to say more than that. Well, look at me. I got tears in my eyes right now.
I was here 24 years when I got fired, and they let me stay on another week. Asked me to stay on another week.
I know.
And my goodbye was, but if that's all, folks. And I was out of here.
Yeah. Well, yes, it was very hard for me. It was very difficult.
Well, I am so glad. Now, I see Debbie in church every Sunday, so it's not like I haven't seen her in a while. But thank you for coming in today. I do appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks for reminiscing.
It was a pleasure. It was a joy to be here. Great to connect with listeners again. So thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
All right. I love having Debbie Thorgerson from Party Line in here. It's 8 o'clock. It's news time. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking notion.